I'm going to call this. I'll call this meeting, the regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council, to order, March 18th. First item up here is approval of the agenda.
I'll approve it.
We have a first by Ron. Thanks, Dennis.
Second. Care,
bud. We have a first by Ron and a second by Dave. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We have an agenda. Executive session. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, there is a request for executive session. I think four contract matters and an update on legal matters, but I do not anticipate any request for any action coming out of the executive session.
Thanks, Greg. Is there a motion?
Moved.
First by Steve. Second by Rhea. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. Included in the packet is the March 5th minutes from the Planning and Zoning Commission. Item 7 is announcements and praise. None on the agenda. I got a few to add here and certainly welcome others to add some. But tomorrow is the Alliance of Churches Potato Feed. Thursday is Community Showcase from 5 to 7 at the community center, along with that 1 to 3 is Elvira's retirement party at the community center. On the 27th is a home-based business mixer. On the 26th is the election forum from 5:30 to 7. And on the 25th, which is next Monday, is SEDC's annual meeting. That I had for notes. Council, have anything to add?
I would just like to say congratulations to the all the Sturgis AAU wrestlers. They took 60 kids down to state this last weekend and placed 31 kids in the top 8.
Wow.
There's multiple. There's a lot of volunteers and helpers out there, and that's what you need to have a successful program.
Thanks, Jason. Steve agrees. Anything else from council on announcements and praise? Item 8 is City Manager's Report, so I'll turn it over to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Just very quick, these numbers are for the January sales month over month. For 2%, we're actually up 0.19, so pretty much flat. And in the triple B category, we were up 0.66%. So again, fairly flat for the start of the year, but that is only January. Any questions? Thanks.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 9 is the consent calendar. We've got some minutes from last meeting, multiple public hearings, a parade route for Meade County Historical Society, and also we have a resolution with the DOT, and I wanted to make sure it was noted that that's with approval by the attorney on final negotiations. Does council wish to remove A through J and discuss any of those items individually from the consent calendar? How about anybody in the public? Do we need to remove any of the items on the consent calendar A through J and discuss them individually? You want a brief staff report on J, Daniel?
Jay, this is an item that the city engineer brought up, is that as the agreement is currently drafted in your packet, it actually sets a figure that the city would actually end up paying. This is actually a match with the DOT. What's the local percentage that we have to? 24.5.
The agreement that you have now, it says that the local match would be 24.5. And so the cap on all these transportation alternatives is $400,000. And so if the bids came in under, the city might not get quite as much money. So I talked to the how I applied for it was an 80-20 split up to a cap of the $400,000. So so the state is willing to change that, and they're going to send a new agreement with the percentages.
So at that point, if it was a $300,000 agreement, the city then would only be paying $60,000 instead of the actual dollar amount that's currently listed in that agreement. So the agreement is not going to be changing other than the one section about the local match.
Thanks, guys, for that input. If council or the public do not wish to remove any discuss individually, is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the consent calendar with the approval of the attorney on Jay.
First by Ron. A second by Becca. We do have minutes here, so let's roll call. Start with you, Jason.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Consent calendar passes unanimously. Item 10 is claims. Questions from anybody on council? Go ahead, Rhea.
Hey, I noticed that there were a couple fraudulent charges, like a $6 and some change and a $7 and some change.
Those, I did speak with Joyce about those, and she actually has spoken with MasterCard as well. What happens, we have to pay that, and then the next month we get credited.
My other question was, there's three snow removals for $100 each, two on Junction 1 on Howard. Are those?
Those are courtesy of our code enforcement officer, people who have not shoveled sidewalks. So, again, we pay the contractor who completes the snow removal, and then we bill those properties.
Any other questions on the claims? Is there a motion?
No move.
We have first by Dave and a second by Ron. We're paying some bills here. Terry, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Significant amount of bills paid there. Item 11 is public hearings. Subset A is a special events license for the Loud American at the Armory for Lincoln Day Dinner coming up at the end of the month. Included in the packet was all the information and the insurance and everything looked up to date when I looked at it. I guess, is there any questions or concerns from council on that special event license? How about public? Do you have any comments, questions, concerns for a special event license for Lincoln Day Dinner?
I'll move to approve.
We have a first by Rhea. We got a second by Terry. All those in favor of the special event license, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Subset B is yet another special event license. This is for the Loud at the Rally Point. Music on Main, June 12th, 3rd, and 24th. Included in the consent calendar was a significant amount more special event licenses for Music on Main. Just kind of got them separated a little bit, but this one's the actual public hearing of this. Does council have any questions on this Music on Main special events or comments or concerns? What, anybody in the public? Public hearing on a special event license for Music on Main.
Move to approve.
First by Jason.
Second
by Steve. Any last discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Music on Main is a great event, so I'd like to add. Subset C is consideration to table use on review for Mr. David Erfman on 1923 Arizona Avenue. I believe that included in the packet was the information that Planning and Zoning decided to table it, and therefore we'll wait till Planning and Zoning meets on it again. So is there...
Make a motion to table it.
First by Ron. Second by Steve. All those in favor to table... All those in favor to table the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. We will revisit that in the near future. Subset D, this is a public hearing that's been set for a while and a couple different action items. The application has been withdrawn for all the items, and there's no action required. So